is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. It is race week, and we head to the Crystal Coast of North Carolina, Jacksonville, North Carolina, and New River All-American Speedway this weekend for the running of Millom Equipment Rentals Carolina 125, 125 laps of the late model stock cars on Saturday night. Teams will get to the racetrack on Friday for the typical Friday afternoon practice. Trailer parking will be at 1:30. Late model stock cars will hit the racetrack for the first time at 3:30. They'll go an hour, then they'll have a 15-minute break, 4:45 to 5:15 for their second practice, their final 30-minute practice, 5:30 to 6 o'clock, and then race teams will return to the racetrack on Saturday afternoon. Cars Tour late model stock car practice will be 1:30 to 2 o'clock. The final late model practice will be from 2:30 to 3 o'clock. Local divisions that will be on hand as well. They've got the Champ Carts, the Bombers, the Bandoleros, Legends. Grandstands will open at 4 o'clock. Single car qualifying for the late model stock cars will take place at 5 o'clock. They do have a meet and greet this weekend. From 6 to 6:40, then pre-race ceremonies take place at 6:50. 7 o'clock, the green flag will fly for the Carolina 125 presented by Millom Equipment Rentals. 20 laps for the Champ Carts, 25 laps for the Bombers. Then late model stock cars will have driver intros at 7:45. They'll take the green flag at 8 o'clock for 125 laps, and then the night will conclude with the Bandoleros for 15 laps and the Legends for 30 laps. Taking a quick look at the entry list of drivers scheduled to be there this weekend for the 125-lap Cars Tour late model stock car. 20 cars on the pre-entry list. They include Brendan Queen, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Deke McCaskill, Andrew Grady, who had a great run at the Speedway last year, Brandon Pierce, Dylan Wilson, Bobby McCarty, Carson Quapel, the most recent winner at Wake County 2 weeks ago, Chase Burrow, Caden Honeycutt, Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, Chad McCombie, Chris Burns, Landon Huffman, Mason Diaz, Connor Jones back in action this weekend for Mike Darn, Cameron Boland, Minnie Tyrell, and Jacob Hefner round out the 20 drivers that are on the pre-entry list for this weekend's festivities down in Jacksonville. Taking a quick look at the points going into this weekend's festivities, Carson Quapel with a commanding 41-point lead on the heels of his win at Wake County 2 weeks ago. That's his fifth win of 2023. Brendan Queen is second. He's 41 markers back. Mason Diaz, 100 points back. He's in third. Ryan Millington, 114 points is back, is fourth, and Bobby McCarty rounds out the top five. He is 125 markers behind points leader Carson Quapel. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this segment of Stickered Up. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road, sticker up, we return. We'll take a break from Cars Tour drivers, and we're going to chat with a former Cars Tour Rookie of the Year contender that captured his first track championship this past weekend at South Boston Speedway. We'll chat with Carter Langley. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Puryear has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Puryear driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Puryear racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepuryear.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. Win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt Batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt Battery, contact the team at 864-226-9991. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast. For laser cutting and CNC bending, GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com, upload your part drawing, select the material and quantity, and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com, 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Hey, everybody, this is Lane Riggs, the driver of the Purrier Tank Lines Affinity Communications Late Model Stock Car. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back in the air, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, no stranger to Cars Tour fans and or competitors. He is the 2023 Late Model Stock Car Champion from South Boston Speedway. He was a Rookie of the Year contender last year in the Cars Tour. Mr. Carter Langley is back on the Stickered Up Podcast. Carter, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me on, Stephen.
Man, I tell you, it's before we jumped on the air, we were chatting, and I just want to reiterate it to you, man, how proud I am of you for what you did. And I think you and Josh Yeoman did a phenomenal job from start to finish. You're running for that championship at South Boston. But I want to talk a little bit about, obviously, you started off 2023. You didn't know if you were going to run full-time in anywhere. You kind of were kind of like just going to go where the wind blows, so to speak. And went to South Boston for the first car for the first weekend of NASCAR competition, and you got your first career late model stock car win in dominating fashion, and then you backed that up with a second and won both races on opening night. Let's go all the way back to that opening night and talk about the emotions of winning that first late model stock car race and then backing it up with that second race.
Oh yeah, the first one was definitely emotional for everybody. We really weren't expecting it. I don't think we really had a car to win. I mean, we were about fifth or sixth the whole time, and we were content with how we were running. And then they got together in front of us and gave us a shot at the win. And I feel like after that race, it really, our confidence really went through the roof. And in the second race, the car was just amazing. We tuned on it a little bit, and I think me knowing that I could win definitely helped out a lot, and the car took off.
Carter, talk a little bit about, obviously, that first weekend you went up there, won both races. Obviously, you're the points leader going in the second, and then you go back the second weekend, more success, and then you get to about 4th of July, and you start looking at how the points are stacking up and the wins are adding up, and you didn't have the best race on 4th of July. You did salvage a top 10, but I told you at that race, I said, this could be the defining moment for you. This might be where you actually win a track championship. Now that you think about that, you know, you were able to salvage, I think it was an eighth or a ninth place finish in the 400, which was just, I think it was maybe four or five spots ahead of Peyton Sellers, who you ended up beating for the track championship. Do you go back and reflect on that particular night, not being the best night, but you were able to salvage something and then take that momentum towards the end of the season?
Oh, yes, for sure. Well, we unloaded on Friday really, really good, and we were expecting the same thing Saturday, and the car just fell apart. We didn't change anything on Friday to make it fall apart, but it just was not where it needed to be Saturday morning. So we were just trying to salvage something for the race to have a good long-run car, and we finally got something that was decent, and we ended up riding around with Lane, because I remember Lane didn't end up qualifying that good either, and I was just trying to get with him because I knew he was going to be good at in a race, and I just followed him to the front, and then I guess Peyton got caught up with some stuff, and it was we caught a break there with it, our car not being that good, and he was in the top 10 all night, and it definitely helped out the points championship, and it really just helped us maybe get that one or two points that we needed.
Well, you go in about three races left in the championship, three races, and you had, I think, at one point you had up to like an 11-point lead, and Peyton was leading, had some bad luck in a twin race, ended up cutting a tire while he was leading. You were able to kind of capitalize on that. He ended up winning the second race. You had a little bit of trouble, but he had kind of whittled that lead down. You went in this past Saturday night. You were 3 points of the good. And we talked about it, on Sunday after the race. You were just so laser focused on everything that you wanted to do leading up to that race. Talk a little bit about your preparation and along with your crew chief, Josh Yeoman, how you guys really mentally prepared yourselves the days leading up to Saturday night.
We really went over the car. Just made sure everything was nutted and bolted real good, and bearings were packed, everything, new pads and all that stuff, just to make sure if anything went wrong, it wasn't because of car failure. It was on our part. And we took our time, and we went and tested on Wednesday, I think it was, and we got it dialed in, and it was actually a cooler day Wednesday, which helped us out a lot with, it being a night race. So we kind of got it dialed in and got it where we thought it was going to be good. And we talked during the week, just trying to figure out little things, because Peyton and I are just so tit for tat all season. And the race before, he would have good takeoff speed, and we just couldn't, we were better at the end, but it just equaled out. And we just had to find a little bit of something just to, get that little bit ahead of him, and I think we ended up finding it.
Well, you started on the pole on Saturday night, and I mean, I don't think you could have written the script any better. You stayed up front all night. You raced, pretty hard with Bobby McCarty there, but I don't think that it was ever in question. I know that obviously friends and family and fans of Carter Langley were on pins and needles, including myself. I was watching it on Flow and Race Monitor. But talk about the last, take us back inside the cockpit there for about the last 20 laps. You're leading the race, and basically it's just clicking off laps. What were you thinking? Were you thinking anything, or were you just execute, hit your marks? What was going through your head?
I was just laser focused on hitting my mark and trying not to let it get tight, because it was starting to work a little tight all night, and the fresh air, and it really helped out a lot. But I was just waiting for a caution. Those last ten lap cautions come in play all the time. So the last 40 laps after we had that last competition caution, it was the longest 40 laps I ever ran in my life. I remember going 38, 37, 36, just counting them down. And I just knew they were racing hard behind me, but nobody said anything on the radio about them racing hard or anything like that. But I ended up watching the video, and they were squirrely all over the place. So I got lucky that there was no cautions at the end, but I was just waiting for something to go wrong.
When you took the checkered flag, Brandon Willard, the Cars Tour flagman, he also flags at South Boston. And when you saw him throw the checkers in the flag, talk about the emotion that you went through. You know, not necessarily after you got out of the car. I think a lot of people saw that in the video and the interviews and all that. But take us inside the car. What was Carter Langley feeling when you knew that you had just won the 2023 track championship at South Boston?
Honestly, I felt like I was pretty calm, cool, and collected all week. But I didn't realize how much relief it ended up having once I crossed start finish line. It's like there was nothing on my shoulders, and it was just a silence. I didn't know what to say, what to do. It was just, I just didn't realize how much stress I had on me.
Well, you're 18 years old. I mean, it's a very, very big accomplishment for someone of your age, and to do it the way you did it, 8 wins at South Boston. And it's not like you beat just an average Joe. I mean, you beat a 2-time national champion, a 6-time track champion at South Boston and Peyton Sellers. Talk about I don't know that you guys really had a rivalry, but I think you guys raced with some mutual respect. Talk a little bit about the ebbs and flow of that competition throughout the course of the year leading up to this past Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like Peyton and I, we definitely raced each other with respect all year. I mean, I made the first 2 races, I was getting excited, and we may have hit a little bit. But other than that, I mean, I feel like I've earned his respect, and I feel like anywhere we go now that he will respect me and I will respect him as we go throughout the years of racing. And it's just he didn't make it easy on me, but we never went out there and just flat out dumped each other. And honestly, I think they might have tried to make it a bigger rivalry than it actually was, but yeah. There was really nothing going on, and we talked at the racetrack and told each other good luck and all that. So, I mean, I just really enjoyed racing with him all year and just not having anything else go on.
Chatting with Carter Langley here on the GSX Raps Hotline Stickered Up Podcast. And Carter, you started your late model career a couple years ago at South Boston on a semi full time basis. There were a couple of races that you missed there, but last year you took on the Cars Tour, ran for Rookie of the Year. Not the year that you wanted, but I think that you and I will both agree that the Cars Tour is probably the hardest thing that you're going to do in short track racing. And we've talked a little bit about this. Tell me how running the Cars Tour a year ago really helped you and prepared you for, I mean, it was a pretty intense championship battle. I mean, there's got to be things that you took away from that Cars Tour experience that helped you kind of win and secure this championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just being able to race hard every lap. I mean, Cars Tour is 110% every lap, and it really helped me out on the stamina part, me not falling out the seat and being able to drive the car to its capability every lap. And it definitely helped me out on that part. And I had to play catch up to Peyton, I guess you would say, because he's done this for years and years and years. And it definitely helped me out a lot, just being able to go hard every lap and figure out a way not to burn my stuff up at the same time.
Well, Carter, you have completed a championship at South Boston Speedway. Next up on your docket, the annual trip to Martinsville, a race that you've attempted twice. You've made it both times that you've shown up, and again, that's here on the horizon. Talk a little bit about what you and your team do in preparation for the trip up to Martinsville here in a couple of weeks to run the Valley Star Credit Union 300.
We're just going to just cross our T's and dot our I's and just try to make the car look the best it can and just go have fun. I mean, I love that place, and I feel like this year is our best chance. We got the best car that I think we've had in a while. So hopefully we can have a good run and get a good qualifying spot to put us up front in the heat.
I want to talk a little bit about somebody that's been very instrumental here in the last couple of years for you, and I think it goes maybe a little unnoticed, not to you, obviously, and not to your team and the folks that follow you, but I want to talk a little bit about your relationship with your crew chief, Josh Yeoman. And Josh is someone that you got connected with in your first trip to Martinsville a couple of years ago. Talk a little bit about the relationship that the two of you guys have and how you guys kind of play off one another especially to have such a special year at South Boston.
Yeah, me and Josh, we've definitely clicked here lately a lot. And ever since we met, we've clicked. He's really been, I feel like, trusted me and my feedback. And we've spent lots of late nights in the shops with a lot of crazy things going on. So, he's been there with me for the highs and the lows, and he hasn't left my side, and he gives it 110% every time he goes to the racetrack, and I never doubt that he doesn't. So I can't thank him enough for just everything he's done for me and this team. He puts a bad fast setup under this thing every week, and I feel like he would do anything for me.
Last question before I let you go here, man, but I know Cars Tour fans and Carter Langley fans are interested in the next question, and the question is simple. Cars Tour heads to South Boston Speedway on October the 7th for their annual trip to the 4/10 mile up in South Boston, and you obviously 8 wins at South Boston this year. Did the Cars Tour competition have somebody to be worried about? Do you plan on running that race here in October?
Oh, yes, for sure. Hopefully it's just a little bit better than it was at the July 4th race, but I feel like after this past weekend, we've got a really good shot at the Cars Tour race.
Well, Carter, I know it takes a ton of people to get to the racetrack each and every week, and I want to give you an opportunity to thank those individuals before we let you go here.
Oh, yeah, I just like to thank Josh Yeoman for putting a bad fast setup under his thing every week, and Reynolds Racing Chassis, DP Performance, Quality Pre-Owned, Creedmoor Forest Production, MR, B2, Shrek Motorsports, Wilburn Construction, just everybody, my mom, dad, girlfriend, grandparents, Penn and Ashley, Ashton, just everybody who's put a hand on this car, best tire, and I just can't thank them enough.
Well, Carter, I can tell you in confidence that all the Cars Tour was pulling for you to win that championship. We talked a little bit off the air. If we had a break in Cars Tour weekends and South Boston was racing, we would always dial up Flo and see how you were doing, man. And I can't thank you enough for jumping on and chatting with us. And once again, congratulations on your 2023 championship at South Boston. Best of luck to you at Martinsville. And like you said, man, you got a good chance to win at South Boston in the Cars Tour race. Go ahead and do that, and we'll have you back on in October.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Carter Langley, driver of the number 5 quality late model stock car. He's the 2023 late model stock car champion at South Boston Speedway. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Sticker up. We return. We'll close out this edition. You're listening to Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast to the Cars Tour. We're laser cutting and CNC bending. Geo-cut for media blasting and surface conditioning. Geo-cut South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. Geo-cut on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. Geocutfabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. Geocut has you covered.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9090. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
This is Carter Langley, driver of the GXS Wraps number 5, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag out this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Once again, we're heading to New River All-American Speedway this weekend in Jacksonville. 125 laps of the late model stock cars. That action will take place on Saturday night with the green flag scheduled to fly at 8 o'clock. If you're heading to Jacksonville, again, general admission tickets are $25. Children 5 and under are free. Again, they've got the Fan Fest meet and greet from 6 to 6:40. If you get there early, if you can't make it down to Jacksonville this weekend, you can always catch the action from our friends at Flow Racing. Want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Pereer Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technologies, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Expert. Dave Perkins actually pushing the buttons for us this week as Morgan Patrick is on vacation at the beach. We'll get back with Morgan next week. And also want to thank our guest via the GSX Wraps hotline, the 2023 South Boston Late Model Stock Car Champion, Mr. Carter Langley. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.